Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
A lot of people talk about the NASCAR event today. We've got the track, which is great to see. Brock Landers goes, he plays golf at Sienna Air and shop at the exchange over there. Every so often, I've seen the map, and I know those streets. They seem so small for a race. Street course. Do you think they'll take out the speed bumps?
Again,
you got the permits for that?
I would hope so.
You got the permits for that?
No, still working on it.
Still working on it.
I know.
I don't know if the military's cleared it yet. We're still waiting. 833-288-9973. 833-288-9973. This guy goes, can't wait for Father's Day at the track. Going to be a fun time. We added a question. Somebody tweeted at us.
Yes, we did. This is something that you guys can do. I know we don't promote it much, but you can do this. If you would like to ask us a question, please follow us on Twitter at B_SURP show, and you can write to us. This is from Santee Sean on Twitter. Mason Miller is dominant. Suarez will be gone. Why take a guy that is a superstar closer just to have him try to make 25 starts, blow out his arm, and we lose him? Not catching the reason on this one, but I'm a softball coach, so what do I know? That is exactly what he wrote as he wrote it. That was not me.
You're not a softball coach?
No, I am not a softball coach.
Thanks for clearing that up. My reasoning is for a couple of things. One, it saves you money, which is not the best reason. But the other thing, too, is he has the ability to do it, and I think it makes a lot more sense on that trade if he actually becomes a starter. And there was some teasing about him potentially being a starter for the A's. I know they tried it slightly and he ran into some issues, but I don't think it's bad to talk about it and ask him, and if he wants to do it, try it in spring training and see where he's at health-wise and see what he does. I mean, to me, that's more. It might be more valuable than him being a guy that's only used for a couple of innings. I mean, think about it from a perspective of, like, I don't want to say, you know, war, but when you look at value of players, what did he have? Like, that he was like the 75th best pitcher in baseball last year due to value with war because he only threw 60 innings. I mean, if he's your best pitcher on the team, but he can only give you 60 innings a year, is he really that great of an asset, Frank?
I mean, it's...
I mean, a little bit, but not the most.
Depends on the 60 innings. If he's throwing 60 innings, but they're fifth inning, then no, it doesn't really matter. But if it's 60 innings and it's the ninth inning with a one or two run lead, then yeah, it does kind of matter.
I wouldn't force him to do it. I wouldn't be like, you're going to be a starting pitcher and just be like, I don't really care what you think. I think that creates bad optics. But if they have the conversation, if they have the conversation with Mason Miller, and he says, I'm all for it, then I think you got to give it a chance and see what it's like in spring training. And to me, this is a one-time deal. This is a one-time deal, okay? It's not a try this multiple times during his Padres career. I think you try it now. Ask him about it. If he's in, see if he could start working out to try to build his arm up to be a starting pitcher. Test it out in spring training. And if it doesn't work, guess what he can do? He can go back to the bullpen. People are worried about him blowing out his arm. I think you could do this in a cautious way instead of just like gearing him up and having him go out there. There's a way to do it. I think he has to limit how many sliders he throws. I think he has to take a little bit off the velo off a little bit. But I think it saves you a lot of money if you could turn him into a starter. I think that helps your team out a lot if you turn him into a starter. But this is what you have to do, in my opinion, to be creative when you have already spent 60% of your income, 64% of your revenue? When you've already spent 64% of your revenue on your roster. These are some of the moves and ideas that you have to come up with because you need starting pitching and it doesn't grow on trees and the pitchers that are available are going to cost a lot of money and you're going to be frustrated with what you see on the market. So this is a way to do that because it's easier to acquire bullpen arms and to find bullpen arms than it is to find starting pitchers. I would do the same thing with Morahone, to be honest with you. I would do the same thing with Morahone. What's more valuable to your team, a starting pitcher or a closer that only pitches the ninth inning when he has a lead? What's more valuable? It's a starting pitcher. I think you got to try it. I honestly think you got to try it.
And I think, as you pointed out yesterday, it's a lot easier to stretch out and then go to the bullpen instead of doing it the other way around. So if you're going to do this, it's going to need to be an off-season thing, or else the guy is missing time as he goes down to the minors or does whatever to stretch out. So then you just don't have him, period.
Having a good closer is nice. Having a good closer is not necessary. And it's almost like when Mason Miller's only throwing 60 innings for you, I think he'd throw more next year. He's like the meme, like Mason Miller sitting in the Padres bullpen is like that meme of that trailer park, right? The house is all beat up, and then under the covered parking, there's like a Maserati in it. That's what it is, like having a like elite closer, but like everybody else in your rotation. Like, what happens if your rotation's not very good and you just have Mason Miller hanging out back there? You have to find ways to create value. And to me, like, you would have to have a way or an opportunity to see if Mason Miller can start. Would you have Trevor Hoffman become a starting pitcher? No, Trevor Hoffman threw like low 90s and he had a changeup. He wasn't built to be a starting pitcher. He was just a good bullpen arm. Mason Miller had been rumored to be a guy that could be converted into a starting pitcher. And if that is the rumor, then you give it a chance.
He came up as a starter.
Right. He came up as a starter.
He was a starter. When he got called up, he was a starter. And he moved to the bullpen.
And he moved to the bullpen because he
was going to really throw hard. Out his arm.
Yeah, he's throwing really hard and he's going to throw out his arm.
There are some guys who are just meant for that bullpen role. There are some guys that are meant for a starter role. And then there are some guys that the starter role can only take you so far. Mason Miller was one of those guys where the starter role took him so far, but if he wanted to stay there, if he wanted to stay in the show, he was going to have to go to the bullpen. That's exactly what he did, and he became one of the best at it.
He made six starts in his first year with the A's.
Adrian Morahone is another example.
They signed him to be a starter.
Yeah. Adrian Morahone was a starter, but he was not going to stay in the major leagues as a starter. Being a starter only took him so far. He revitalized himself as a bullpen arm, and last year he was one of the best bullpen arms in baseball. It happens with a lot of guys. Seth Lugo was that way. Yuri's Familia, going back to that, he was that way. There are guys that come up as starters. Rafael Montero was a starter when he came up with the Mets. He found his calling in the bullpen with Houston. It happens.
It's not max value as a closer. There's only so much value getting a closer, but he only pitches a handful of times, and it's just one inning. This is what Mason Miller did in 2023 as a starting pitcher for the A's. He pitched 4 1/3 innings in his debut against the Cubs, gave up 2 earned runs on 4 hits. He threw 4 innings, black screen again, 4 innings against the Angels, in which he gave up 4 runs. Again, this is a rookie year for Mason Miller. He threw 7 innings against the Mariners in a 2-1 loss back on May 2nd, 2023. 7-inning shutout ball, 4 walks, 6 strikeouts. Threw 6 innings against Kansas City as a starter, 2 earned runs, 5 hits. He then came in as a bullpen arm against Toronto, threw 2 innings later in the year. Then he started again. He did. He started a couple more times. That was around the time that they were worried about his arm, and they moved him to the bullpen. Just because he had a little bit of issues before doesn't mean he's going to have them again. And who knows? Maybe the way that the Padres navigate it will be a little bit different. But to me, I think Mason Miller, who was a starter coming up, should be used as potentially a starting pitcher.
Vapors in the chat, we're not making a case that he'd be more valuable as a starter. It makes the trade more valuable when you give up your number one prospect in the minor league system for a closer that doesn't look great.
Well, let me ask you this.
If you give it up for a starter, it looks better.
Let me ask you this, though. I think he would be more valuable. You wonder why he'd be more valuable? And I think Cal is all day in the chat brings up a good point. Average innings per start in Major League Baseball nowadays is like about 5 innings. He probably could do it. You don't need him to go 7. How many innings do you need him to go as a starting pitcher? If he is pitching, let's just say he is as dominant, maybe slightly less dominant as we just saw him in a Padres uniform. How many innings of him going do you need?
Right, but my point in I'm
not done making my point. Answer that for me.
How many innings
if he's going to pitch like he did in the postseason, slightly less?
5 or 6?
5 innings is probably great. So if that is the outings he could put out there and just has insane wipe-away stuff, and he's making ARB money for 3 years, that is more valuable than him just being a closer.
We're saying the same thing. But the point of what I was saying, the point of the comment that I was responding to was Vapor said, mark my words, he'll be a top paid closer in a couple of years. We're not saying that he can't be a closer. That's been proven already. He can be a closer. The point we're making is it would make the trade more valuable if he became a starter, and if he can't do it, then he can't do it. Fine, move him back to the closer role. That's what we're saying.
His greatest strength is not his 104 fastball. His greatest strength is slider.
Yes.
His slider is his greatest strength. His slider is disgusting. His slider playing off of 99 or 100 is still a lethal combination. And if you can use that for multiple innings, he is a way more valuable player to the San Diego Padres as a starting pitcher than he would be just one inning as a closer.
Didn't he throw his immaculate inning with 9 sliders?
Yeah, he didn't even throw his fastball one time. No, his fastball is not his greatest strength. His greatest strength is his slider. And if you can use that as a starting pitcher and you're paying him, you know, arbitration money, $3.4 million expected next year, and he's a starter and he gives you 20 starts.
And
now you could go spend the money on something else. That's what makes him more valuable. Him being a bullpen arm, yeah, I could get. You know how many guys now throw over 100 miles an hour? I mean, there's every bullpen arm the Padres have, guys throw 100 miles an hour. You can find guys to go do that for one inning. The reason why Mason Miller is so valuable and could be a starter is because he can get guys out multiple times through an order. The reason why players are bullpen arms, they can't do that. They can't do that. But as a starter, the reason why they're starters is they can navigate a lineup multiple times. They don't get figured out as fast. That's why he's more valuable to me as a starting pitcher.
Right, and that's exactly what Manny in the chat got what I was saying, which is it's not you're not moving him because he can't be a closer. You're moving him because you're trying to extract the most value
Correct.
Out of the trade while he's under control.
Correct.
It's about extracting value, not he can't do this. Let's move him to the starting rotation.
And we didn't even talk about his changeup he has.
Yeah.
His changeup's also filthy. And again, that all plays off of 99 and 100. I mean, Dylan Cease was hitting 100 multiple times in outings as a starting pitcher. Mason Miller came up as a starting pitcher. He has the ability to do that. And to me, I don't know why you wouldn't just try it. And here's the thing, guys. Here's whatever, like the people that are like for him closing. Yeah, he's going to be the best closer in baseball. He is already. But I'm telling you right now, if it doesn't work, you have one offseason and a spring training to see if it's going to work. And if he starts getting arm issues again, or he starts feeling pain, or it just looks like it's not comfortable, or you don't think you can shut him down from being a starter and throw him into the bullpen. And that's the one chance you have. I think you have one chance to make this guy a starter, and it's this season, and that's it. And after that, forget about it. He could just be a closer. Like, all right, you know what? He's just a closer. But the fact that his changeup and his slider is so elite, and he's got a fastball that goes over 100, which he's not going to have in the 20 starts. I mean, if he gets you 20 starts, which would be phenomenal, by the way, his velo is going to be way lower than that. But I'm telling you, even if his velocity is lower, what do you think it's going to be, like 92? No, it's going to be like upper 90s. Tons of starting pitchers now throw upper 90s anyway.
And even with that, even if he is throwing upper 90s, you know that if he really needs to get a guy out and he knows it's his last inning or if he knows it's his last batter, you know he's still got 4 or 5 miles an hour that he can put on that.
Yeah.
He can, if he needs to get out of a pinch and he's been throwing 98, 99 all game, he can reach back and throw 104 once to get out of a jam, to get out of an inning. Can't do it all game, but you know he can do it. A guy like Dylan Cease, if he's throwing 100 consistently, you know he can't reach back and get a little bit more. Mason, you know he can.
I think you got to also phrase this, Frank, and I'm going to phrase this when we come back. It's like, would you rather have Mason Miller try to be a starter for $3 million or go get some guy that's going to be worse, that's a starter, that's going to cost you like $15 to $20 million? These are the conversations you have to have when you're tight to the budget and you've spent a lot of money and you have a lot of holes you got to fill. You have to start getting creative. I'll give you some names of guys that are going to be starters next year. They're going to cost you $20 million a year. Would you rather have them for 4 or 5 innings, or would you rather have Mason Miller as a potential starter? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
More of this conversation than I thought we were going to get into today about Mason Miller and being a starter. I agree with Tony Gwynn Jr. Ask Mason Miller. If he doesn't want to be a starter, that just ends it right there. I think you got to clear it with the player. And to me, if he says yes, because he was a starter.
Wait a second. These players are human beings that have like bodily autonomy that can do whatever they want when they feel like it. Mm-hmm. What a wow. So this isn't like MLB The Show where you just put them somewhere and they can't tell you anything.
That's right.
Wow.
So you ask Mason Miller, see what you got. If he's interested, try it out. What's the worst that can happen? Everybody's just assuming the worst because we're trained as Padres fans that just everything's bad's going to happen all the time. But would you rather do that, or would you rather sign some of the players that are going to cost you $15 to $20 million to be starting pitchers that are okay starting pitchers? I mean, Nick Martinez last year, and I think Nick Martinez is a great pitcher. Nick Martinez last year got $21 million. $21 million. Nick Martinez is a free agent again this year. Are you going to give Nick Martinez $17 to $18 million when you have $20 million to spend this offseason? That's the lightest rumor I had. Who knows? You got to go sign. Who are you going to go sign? I mean, you have to fix the starting rotation. The starting rotation is a problem. Your starting rotation right now, you have to replace Michael King and Dylan Cease. They're going to free agency. You're not re-signing those players. Yu Darvish's future remains uncertain. If he retires, that frees up $15 million or whatever it is, $17 million. Joe Musgrove's coming back from Tommy John surgery. Nick Pivetta will be back. Brandy Vasquez at the back end. That's three guys. You're going to throw J.P. Sears out there again? People are like, I'd rather have Adrian Morejon. I'd rather have both of them. I'd rather have Morejon and Miller in the starting rotation. Go find bullpen arms. They're not going to cost you as much. Starting pitching costs you a ton of money. You going to go make a trade for a starting pitcher? The reason why you have to have this conversation is because you're trying to find the best way to make a roster with what you have for resources, what you have with money, what you can do with trades. I mean, I just keep going back to like Sean Manaea getting $25 million a year. I mean, would you rather go invest $20-something million dollars in a Sean Manaea-type player or see if you could get some value out of Mason Miller as a starter? And the farm system is loaded with bullpen arms. What's the hurt in trying it? Again, you try it to a level until you see if his arm can handle it. He came up, as mentioned, as a starting pitcher. I've been trying to pull up his minor league stats for the last like 8 minutes, but my screen keeps going blank, so it's hard to navigate. All right, here we go. He only pitched 16 games in the minor leagues. That's pretty impressive. Remember, he was a starting pitcher at Gardner-Webb. Makes a lot of sense. College pitcher. Made 38 starts in college, made 15 starts in the minors. Has made six MLB starts. He had a six or should I say seven-inning start against the Mariners of shutout ball in his rookie year. I think you only attempt this one time, and I think you do it with Morahone too this offseason. See if they can become starters, because I think it solves a lot of your problems. If it doesn't work this year, you're done doing it. And then he's just the bullpen piece. He came up as a minor league starting pitcher. That means he has the ability to be a starting pitcher. And to me, he's more valuable as a starting pitcher than he is as a closer, because closers are luxuries that a lot of teams sometimes can't afford. Why pitch him just in a situation to hold the lead when you can have him pitch for like three or four innings, four or five innings? Again, it's about creating value and trying to build a roster. And right now, you don't have the amount of money available, at least being reported, to fix all of the problems that you currently have with the roster. This is why you have to have this conversation, Frank.
Oh, I agree. And this is, again, as we, to reiterate from last segment, this is not that he can't be a closer. He's not good enough to be a closer. It's not that. It's you're trying to get the most value out of him that you can. And the most value you can get out of him is as a starting pitcher. Again, like you said, if it doesn't work, then fine. You move into the bullpen. It helps the younger kids. It helps the David Morgans of the world. It helps the Bradley Rodriguezes of the world come in, get their playing time up in the major leagues, which is something they couldn't really do last year because the bullpen was so clogged. And with the way the bullpen was being used last year with the four horsemen and the five horsemen and the four horsemen 2.0 were being used, run into the ground, they weren't really getting those opportunities until they had no other options. So it's a win-win. You don't necessarily need to go and find bullpen arms if those two guys work, or even if one of them works coming up to the starting rotation, because you've got a bunch of young players in the minor leagues, whether they be in San Antonio or in AAA El Paso, that can fill those roles.
To me, with Mason Miller, because somebody brings up, go ask to bring up, what if he turns into Jordan Hicks? Mason Miller's slider and changeup are a little bit better than Jordan Hicks' slider and changeup.
And what do you say? And again, if he turns into Jordan Hicks? Well, back to the bullpen.
Back to the bullpen.
Yeah, like
that's the luxury of him being a bullpen arm. Give it a shot. If it doesn't work out, you can move him back to the bullpen.
Yeah, you know what he could do in the bullpen. You know what the answer is there. It's okay, he's learned, he's matured. Let's see if he can do this starting thing now.
We're also acting like the Padres haven't done this four times already.
Did it with Nick Martinez. You went the other way with Nick Martinez. He was a starter, they moved to the bullpen.
And they went back to being a starter.
Yes. Did it with
Seth Lugo. I don't know. When the Padres acquired Michael King?
Yeah.
Michael King was another one of those guys.
He was always a starter. The Yankees couldn't work him into the rotation. That was why he didn't break in there.
Still, wasn't a starter when they acquired him. They acquired him to be a starter. He threw the most innings ever with the Padres after he was throwing a bunch of games for the Yankees, not as starts. Through 104 innings his last year in New York, 173 the next year. I guess you could say, well, you know, now he's injury prone, but him sleeping on the wrong side of his bed.
And Steven Gutierrez, what does okay, it doesn't work mean? Getting injured? No, it means he gets shelled as a starting pitcher. He can't go more than two or three
slider
innings.
It doesn't look the same.
Yeah, if pitches don't look the way they did. He doesn't have the same command, velocity, control. That's what we mean by it not working. He's not going to work as a starter. Back to the bullpen, throw your hardest, whip that slider, do whatever you got to do.
Correct. I think it'd be foolish not to try it, especially with where you're at. Now, if the Padres had endless amounts of money, they could just go get a bunch of starters, then yeah, why move them? There's no reason to. But the fact of the matter is you don't. Where are you going to find starting pitching? I'd love to know where you think you're going to find starting pitching. Which one of these guys you want for a lot more money than you're paying Mason Miller? Because I'm going to tell you right now, before anybody starts mentioning Ranger Suarez, Framber Valdez, or Dylan Cease, Merrill Kelly, you're probably not going to afford any of those guys.
Nope. No shot.
You're looking at the range of Patrick Corbin, Kyle Hendricks, Zach Littell, Mike Soroka, Zach Gallen, Griffin Canning, Aaron Civale, Dustin May, Chris Paddock. Which one of those guys do you want instead where you're going to have to spend some money? That's what I'm saying. Again, I don't think people are listening to the plan of this, of let him figure it out this offseason, ask him if he's interested, let him get in shape, try him out in spring training, and you will know by the end of spring training whether or not you think you can use him as a starting pitcher. And if you can't, you put him into the bullpen, and you never have this conversation again. But you got to find a way to get starting pitching innings. And unless you're going to roll out there with J.P. Sears, a lot of Randy Vasquez starts, Johnny Brito's back, baby. Those are the players that you're going to have to potentially try to go sign to win with. Ryan Yarbrough, Marcus Stroman at age 35.
Oh, God.
Mike Clevinger, he's available.
Hey.
Edmond Marquez, Charlie Morton, Miles Michaelis. Are you telling me Mason Miller couldn't be better than these guys? I mean, those guys are going to cost you more money than Mason Miller. So, or you take a chance that you find a Nick Pivetta again.
Now, just to throw some fire onto the other side for a second, you're going to be without Jason Adam until at least after the first half of the season. That would be another reason that I haven't seen in the chat yet why you would argue to keep Miller in the bullpen, why you would keep Morahone in the bullpen, because you're going to be missing Jason Adam until at least after the All-Star break, probably until August, because he's going to need time to ramp up. That's just playing devil's advocate, though. I don't think that I really.
What, like,
I don't think
who's going to be in the bullpen if you move these guys? Yes. I don't know, Bradley Rodriguez.
No, I understand. No, I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't have a problem. The thing is,
I'm not fighting for that side. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm answering the devil's advocate. You can't just bring up a devil's advocate and just be like, "Oh, well, this is the." Look at the relief pitchers that you can go get. You can go buy guys in the bullpen that are going to eat you innings and not going to pitch a lot, and they're not going to cost you a lot. You could go get players to pitch in the bullpen. You're welcome. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. You want to talk about the ALCS yesterday, Frank?
Sure.
Get a little World Series preview? We'll talk about that when we come back on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to the fact that this hour is brought to you by Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today, with APRs as low as 0% and tons of new Toyotas on the ground. No tricks, only treats during the Trucktober sales event, happening now only at Toyota of Poway or online at toyotapoway.com in the heart of San Diego. We do want to talk about the ALCS. We want to talk about the World Series matchup. Yeah, as much as we can. Safe travels to our boy Crum, who's working the game. He's working the World Series. He's going to Canada for the first time. He's leaving the country for the first time.
I was going to say, for what you said during the break, it sounds like he's going to have an interesting old time getting into Canada.
I told him he was complaining. So last night he was like hoping Seattle would win just because, you know, and he's unbiased. He didn't really care. But the travel between Seattle and LA is a lot better than the travel from LA to Toronto. And I'm like, yeah, that kind of sucks. Plus, you got to go through customs. And he goes, what is that? I'm like, what do you mean, what is that? He's like, I was like, have you never left the country? Which is, you know what? That's not everybody has been fortunate enough to travel abroad. I'm like, have you never been to Mexico? No.
Bro, okay.
He's like, is security the same? And I said, kind of. You're going to have to go through customs every time you land during the series. Like, if they go back to Toronto, you're going to have to do it again. So you're going to have to go through customs in Toronto. And then you're going to have to go through customs again when you get to L.A. for the L.A. portion of the World Series. And if it goes more than, you know, what is it, five games? If it gets to game six, you're flying back to Toronto to go through customs. And if it ends in six games, you're flying back to San Diego to go through customs again.
Okay.
That guy's going to have to go through customs once in Toronto, once back in L.A., once in Toronto, and then back home. If it goes six games, minimum of six games. Okay. He's got to go through customs four times in about a week and a half span for a guy that's never had to do it. Interesting.
We're a fun-loving entertainment show. We know.
Yes,
we
he does have a passport. Right. He had to get one of those. Cody.
Yes, he does. He does have a passport. We know that there are people that lurk that from Los Angeles that listen to this show. We see them in the chat every time we mention the Dodgers. If any one of you just so happens to work at LAX at TSA, please give Crum the full TSA
experience. Here we go.
I'm talking rubber glove and everything.
Wow.
Just to show how bad it can be.
He left San Diego's airport today. He's like, security, like leaving is not the problem. It's when you land in
the new country, you have to go.
And you got to go through all these like things. I mean, every country is different.
That's why at LAX, if anyone works for TSA at LAX, have some fun with Crum. Have some fun with our boy, please.
Our friend. Oh yeah, I've gotten the 4S check every time I've left this country. It's not a lot. Like, I have to take off my shoes. They do the gunpowder thing, and then they like have to open the bag when you're getting on the plane. I've had to do that every time. I do it every time. I had to do it for coming back from Mexico. I had to do it coming back from Italy, and it's on your boarding pass, and that means you can't download it to your phone. You have to physically check in at the thing. I hope he gets that now. That's actually great.
If it's from Toronto to San Diego after the series is over, somebody please plant a bottle of ketchup.
Oh man,
on his bag, and send him to Mexico. Just plant the bottle of ketchup, make everyone think he's going to Mexico to put ketchup on his tacos. He will never be allowed out of the country again.
He's currently flying to Toronto right now. So, you know, Clay, yes, he could have applied for global. He's not leaving the country ever except for like this particular situation. So there's no reason for him to apply for global entry.
And go Aztecs. It's not called being devious. It's called having fun. It's called harmless fun.
So we'll see how that goes. Our friend Perez goes, quote, Crum in Canada is a social media series I would run if I was the Fox social coordinator. I honestly think that would be great content.
That would be fantastic.
Crum in Canada. Make him like go try Tim Hortons and stuff. All the local fast food places.
A Crum of Toronto.
A Crum of Toronto. What a great, you know what? We're onto something here, Fox. You have a utility working on your crew for the pre and post game crew, so he gets to work with Derek Jeter and those guys. He says they're super cool. So he gets to be...
I don't care if he's cool. Call Jeter an a-hole for me, please.
He didn't say A-Rod was very cool. I've heard that multiple times. But anyway, Crum in Canada would be a great bit. Would be a just phenomenal bit.
And Fox, I will give you that, a Crumb of Toronto name.
Crumb of Toronto.
For a friendly discount of 95% of the proceeds.
I got to hear what he thinks about Tim Hortons. What else? Poutine fries? What else does he need to try? What else is very Canadian food-wise? I know it's not the noon hour yet, but...
Anything with maple syrup on it.
That's true. That's pretty true. What is Canada known for? Poutine and Tim Hortons?
Pretty much. Yeah.
I think that's it.
Hockey.
Hockey. You should buy us a hockey stick or something. Sneak that through customs. San Diego. See, I feel like Toronto's got to go through this every single road trip. They got to go through customs every single road trip. The Raptors have to go through customs every single road trip. At least in hockey, there's enough Canadian teams where they don't have to do it every single time, but still. Brutal. Crumb of Toronto. That's a great... You know what? That should be your application to Fox, be a producer.
Like I said, a discount, a generous discount of I get 95% of the proceeds. A generous discount.
Sponsored by Tim Hortons.
Yes. Sponsored by Timmy's.
Cheese curds and gravy all day. What'd you think of the ALCS, Frank?
Fun. Very, very exciting. Regardless of it being a 7-game series, it was a very, very fun series to watch. And again, to last night's game, you have Julio Rodriguez doing what you need to do. Julio Rodriguez, a big go-ahead solo home run. Cal Raleigh hitting the most home runs in American League history in a single season, regular season and playoffs included, at 65. The top four were all Yankees. And no, they were not all Aaron Judge. Raleigh now owns that record with 65 home runs total between the regular season and the postseason this year in American League history. And then you get that incredible moment in the seventh inning with George Springer's go-ahead three-run home run. Unbelievable. The roof flew off the Rogers Center. Unbelievable game all the way around. Great series by both teams. It's a shame that one of them had to lose, and it's going to be a shame that now Toronto has earned the right to lose to the Dodgers in the World Series.
Oh, Rod even put the it's funny. I don't know why I didn't say this, because we have this. We pronounce it Tutke. I don't know how it's actually supposed to be pronounced. I never know how to spell it. Rod's got it. We have that the night before Thanksgiving every single year in my family. It is absolutely disgusting.
Tortilla? Soda?
My family calls it Tutke.
That's definitely not it.
All right, let me tell my French.
Google.
Let me tell my French Canadian relatives that they
Google Translate.
Tutke.
Google Translate. Hold on.
I don't trust Google Translate because they mispronounce Italian words all the time. Well, ricotta. No. Anyway, traditional French Canadian meat pie. It's a bunch of ground meat and stuff like that, mixed with a lot of cloves. There's a lot of cloves in that thing. My grandmother makes it. And you know what you serve it with? Pickled beets. Ugh. They make it the night before Thanksgiving. The Supernauts do, because I'm French-Canadian. So the Supernauts make the Tutke, and it is disgusting.
So I'm seeing a picture of it now.
It's gross.
So what you've done is you've put haggis in a pie instead of the lining of a sheep's stomach is what you've done.
Basically. I don't know.
Exactly. You've put haggis in a pie crust instead of the lining of the sheep's stomach.
I refuse to participate in Tutke. My uncle one time said it. It was great. Great comment. There's not enough ketchup in the world to make me eat Tutke. I won't do it. Yeah, I don't like cloves. I don't like the meat pie. I will not participate.
As the great philosopher Colonel Sanders once said, I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
Yeah. The pickled beets with the Tutke meat pie.
Anyone
the
who's
day
won.
Before Thanksgiving. I don't know why the Surprenants do that, but they do. And I will not be carrying on that tradition. Maybe it's something when you turn like 45 or older, it starts tasting good. My cousins love it. I think it's disgusting.
Anyone who's watched Talladega Nights, by the way, is howling at my reference.
Yes. Cody in Wyoming. Canadian Thanksgiving or USA Thanksgiving? I didn't say on Thanksgiving. I said the night before Thanksgiving is when the Tutke gets busted out. Uh-uh. That's a no for me, big dog. Especially with the beets. Ketchup, not going to get it done. Worcestershire sauce, not enough. I will eat something else.
Tourtière, I believe.
Tourtière. They call it Tutke. I don't know why. Maybe that's the American version of it when they came over from French Canada. All right. Did we get to the bottom of El Paso posting a Snell congratulations 3 days after they won?
They got so much flack for it, they deleted the tweet, and rightfully so.
And then the Rivercats said you beat us to it?
Yes.
But also beat LA always. They put that in there. That wasn't great for our Chihuahuas. They probably just didn't know. Dodgers and Blue Jays.
Wait, what do you mean they didn't know?
They probably just, the poor guy that just is from El Paso that doesn't know. I don't know how you could not like, think that was going to be a good idea to tweet out. So, anyway, Blue Jays and Dodgers in the World Series. That will start up on, was that Friday? Game one's on Friday?
Yes, game one is on Friday. It'll be Friday, Saturday, day off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, day off Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
There is another name surfacing with interest in the Padres managerial job. We'll tell you who that is when we come back to start the noon lunchtime hour and what happened over the NFL weekends. A lot of football talk in the next hour as well. Braden Suprenet Show, San Diego Sports Station, 97 through the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.